Thank you, Mr. President. At the outset, Malaysia would like to express our gratitude and congratulate the Irish presidency for steering the city for the past 4 weeks. Malaysia would also like to congratulate the SB coordinators on the adoption of the reports today. Mr. President, Malaysia remains a steadfast proponent of nuclear disarmament due to the devastating effects of nuclear weapons, not only on humans, but also on the environment. Malaysia, in this regard, emphasizes that the multilateral disarmament machinery, such as the CD, must remain fit for purpose against the backdrop of a deteriorating global security environment and escalating geopolitical tensions. Mr. President, Malaysia would like to echo the statements made earlier by other delegations regarding the situation in Gaza. We strongly condemn the crimes against humanity, war crimes, and genocide being perpetrated against the Palestinians. We demand an immediate and permanent ceasefire to stop the killings of innocent civilians. Malaysia further urges the international community to take concerted measures to ensure that the justice for the Palestinian is realized. In this regard, we stress the swift implementation of the advisory opinion by the International Court of Justice on 19 July 2024. We request that this statement be included in the official records of the plenary meeting. I thank you, Mr. President.